It's Friday night. Hello and welcome to Talk Anything Where You Like podcast. I have a lot of things to say today. But first, let me advertise my business, or let me advertise what I do. I work for Throne Investment Homes. We sell genuine landed properties in Abuja. We have properties in Idu, Lugbe, Kiami, and even USF. Simi, I don't even forget where they do business. And even Guzape too. Let me take that again. Hello, my name is Yakubu Umar. I work for Throne Investment Home and we sell genuine landed properties in Abuja. We have properties in Guzape too, Idu, Lugbe, and Kiami, and all of which are very, very cheap. Like, you can't get that price anywhere. So buy land so I can get commission. If I get commission, I will make you smile. I will make your girlfriend smile. Everybody will smile to the bank. Tell people I sell land. So that's that. As I speak English, hello, welcome to Toronto. They're not going to say I be dog. They're not going to say I be agbero. So, everything a package, you know. Life na packaging. Speaking on this packaging stuff, so me and my guys now, we go out to go find, you know, as a sales executive. Our job now to bring people to buy the land while we get commission. So Abuja na packaging. So we just go out to see, we'll find where we will see potential clients. Package dress well yesterday. Now so we reach Sinoki building. Anybody with the Abuja go know where Sinoki building, they're around that will see that central mosque side. So we'll just see one tall building. I'll be like, this place will be better place for client though. As we enter there, I'm gonna see people. See people, if you see the English where they talk, my name is Umar. Here's my card. I touched my pocket. Card no data. I think it seems I forgot in my office. So here's my number. Call me so we'll discuss. You buy better properties and all of that. And so Abuja na package, you know. All these people where they see where they work out and then they do this, they do that, and then they package. Go paradise cruise for night for Maraba, see where all of them they tear barbecue fish, like 60 people all of them they chop fish. But I'm less concerned. This night I first start by waiting to me for office. You know, say as I be where I be, you know, to they coordinated or to fit into corporate place they get as it be, they get the way it is they do me for body. So this is our office now. Though when they employ me, give me offer letter and everything, when I see the office, I see standard office, cameras everywhere, CCTV, then they're everywhere, everything organized. They give me and my colleague office. So sometimes randomly, because me, they always do on headphones steady. So randomly for office, I've already shaken the dance. I am an ask happiness, so say. Happiness now, nah, one of my colleagues. So I asked her, I say, how far this camera still work? Because I know tell them why I ask her, because but the main reason why I ask her that camera they work now, the kind, let me use English, the kind of shenanigans I exhibit inside the office, man. Now why I ask her whether the camera they work for now we my conduct do na layman them for the kind things what they do, so kind of rubbish what they do in the office. So ask happiness. So we, that camera, she said, none of these cameras they work. I said, oh, thank God. No wala. Today, I don't know. We get one woman with the rice from my office. So it be like say she put something inside rice. I don't know. As I chop that rice finish, he be like say, I take molly. I just begin happy. This is not the told now. Nah. Nobody say this thing. Confirm. I chop rice, jollof rice, and moimoi with coke. I can't be happy. Like say they put molly inside the thing. I go back office now. When I reach office, I day AC blow me beam. I put my headphone on. Play this Duncan Mighty song. You know, you get the way the song beats, they dance, they happy. Even face camera. That camera where they say no, they work. I can't face them, they dance, they do this thing. Ha! I don't know, so I don't shoot myself a Lego. This thing why they talk like joke, but that's my ordeal. That was what. Before work close, they knock my office, say, Chairman won't see me. Chairman won't see me. Okay. Now I carry myself, go, Chairman office, so drop my headphone for office, carry myself, go, everything. I reach my office, Umar, how are you? Fine. The next thing this man do is just turn monitor to my side. As he turn monitor, I did see myself inside TV like celebrity. Lo and behold, my atrocities were portrayed right in front of me.
Hey!
The video of where they dance. Today of all days, I don't know when they fix camera. I don't know when they fix camera. Camera begin work. Today, now you guys show me all the nonsense. Now, he get, he reach one stage, he inside they laugh for the dance because nothing has happened. They shake anyhow. I'm on now. So after he laugh, at least the laugh go make and do this thing. I'm on, that man gave me a stern warning. If I ever do this kind of thing again, I dey go house. And I know say to get a job for Nigeria is difficult. Now house I dey go straight. So come to me, wonder why? Why? What if this man not see the other shenanigans what they do? Because you want to tell him, a tire sleep for ground for rug. But you not go expect from person who come from Badia on day that kind of setting. You know, say a gas it be, a gas it be. Nobody say now everybody they used to ram. So that kind of thing, eh? Ha! Boy, pay me, you know, make it be that say. You don't see like judgment day where God they play your tape for you or God they show me the way they dance. You guess you get one kind of stupid dance step when myself do so I don't even understand. Ha! Now wow. Well, now and day. Now and day. I think I won't talk again. But yes, I get good news for now. For now, we'll listen to my last podcast. I get good news, and I think if I sing this song, I'm going to know what I mean. If you love somebody, walk up to her and tell her you love her. Hey, because no crime, no crime at all. My voice is horrible. Don't mind me. I can't sing to save myself. So the last podcast I recorded, I've been there talk about my crush for street, you know, for a long, long time. I don't like this girl. I don't have a crush on her. Everything, but I couldn't even talk to her. Like I said, she looks intimidating. Not like he intimidates me, you know. I'm a thug, intellectual, but melanin popping, black skin, but my body, I watch, I ain't funny, or burning, what about a shave? That's why I'm agreeing, I like you ain't going to, you know. That's just the tip of what I can do. So nobody can fucking intimidate me. So after recording the podcast, shout out to Easy. Easy gave me that mind, like, oh, boss, talk to her now. The least, I mean, the highest you can do is to say no. And I'm probably used to rejection. I said in my last podcast, I'm used to it. So it freaks me no more. So that podcast was more like what orchestrated the whole. I don't really speak being English. That podcast now waiting can lead to me to say, man, ask him out, or die, and I die, my brother. Compose better message. Me say, no book now. And when I graduate with first class, don't have a dream. Write message, send, give this girl. You know, first grill that day. Fast forward to yesterday, mom. She said, yeah, I will be your girlfriend. Yay! Man, I don't blame me. I don't fall in love. This love, no, I don't fall in love, guy. My lie. You don't know. Jesus is king. You know, my body they suit me. Allow me. It's just, you know, 1 week of the first few weeks of relationship. They're very sweet. Now they plan. So now the next thing they plan tell her how many children will go born. You know. Maybe besides I follow the formalities of the first week of relationship stuff, but that girl stressed me. Like the 2 days like this, I don't know, say, hey, I don't go carry person will go stress me. I know the way Nicolas Jackson is stress Pochettino, eh? We could make Pochettino they shout anyhow if they miss go. And so, but my girl told me, yes, that officially I'm not single no more for now. Yeah, I'm not single. And yeah, put some respect on my name. Put some respect on my name. but I hope say one day you know go call with me and I go count on to whiskey than Davido. I'm on my knees, please help me. I'm on my knees. Hey, shout out to Whiskey and Davido, but two of them they mad with all due respect. Because I don't understand that the reason won't promote music, I'll be waiting, I've been a real beef. Don't be even the fight they vex me. And the fact say the fight now can they make online Anthony Joshua's they show their rubbish. The person who will pay me pass na Israel DMW. I've seen Israel been a juju, yeah, juju. When I read what he write for Instagram story, that thing make me, they pain me. They pain me, but nothing concern me. And that's what you. But before I proceed, before I go even talk other things, you know, so I've been doing advertising my first business for here. So another thing I have to say, we get container, we just land from US like this, and no stuff we know the inside that container. Except human head. No, except human being. Making obviously now they will continue to say we do human trafficking. No stuff we know the inside that container. We they sell clothes, gadgets, children stuff and all of that. So if you listen to this podcast, reach this place, I beg. Try as much as you can, make you patronize your boy, make a fit job. Are they broke? The last time I called my OP account over, nobody send me money. All of them are just in general. Maybe I can just use shame call on this night. If you go give me 91-234-77-197. I repeat, 91-234-77-197. Now my OP account number with that. So man, I just give me money. Uche. I don't say you go listen to this podcast, reach this place. You must send me money, or you take bath that new phone where you buy. Congratulations, bro. On your new phone and wife. I don't know. You don't marry. But that aside. So I've been caught up in one awful situation this night. But I don't know whether make I talk about them. But I think I should talk about it. Machala, I'm sorry for saying this. This podcast not just me pouring out my mind. And as you see, I know they're talking like coffee. I just say pour out my mind. So no, make a talk. I don't know whether I make a talk or make a no talk. But to you, that girl will toast me for street. You that girl will toast me for street. This is a sound warning to you. I don't like you again. No. That time I just grieve because I won't make you appeal. No, besides the fee for you. I don't like you. No verse. Share you don't hear me. God will give you your man. You understand? A man that will love you for who you are. A man that would cherish, a man that would adore, a man that would admire you. That is a man I pray for you to have. Not somebody like me, Sondori, I guess, coin for it, you know. And besides, I don't like you, I'm sorry. So you know yourself. If now you toast me for this street, you know yourself. And to all who now be girls, where they post anything for social media, anything, not only girls, everybody. Anything with the apple for your life, you post. You the shit, you post. You the do this thing, you post. Abba, you know the tire. As of last week, around 10 p.m., I just open post, but I see girl with close eye on like that on top bed. Caption, na good night, fam. You the mad. We didn't consign us. Yes, now your status, but you should be sensible. You should know what. Though there is no laid down rule. Let me speak English. There's no laid down rule as to what to post, but you have to do with sense. You have to show some form of responsibilities. You know what I'm saying? Well, you have to be responsible. You are sick. You say, yo fam, I'm sick. Pray for me on your status. You want to eat a post choir. Maybe we are all guilty of that, but there are some things you don't just post. Some few weeks ago, this girl posted a video when she was in the toilet. Yo, fam. Though the toilet was like kind of a fine toilet. So, yo, fam, I'm about to go and pee. I'm about to go and shit. This is a real life stuff. I have it on my contact, bruv. I'm about to go shit. Ah, you about to go and shit. We didn't concern us. Do we look like we give a fuck? Like, these people doesn't, they literally just post anything they like. And it annoys the hell out of me. So please, if you know you are among those people, please curtail that a bit. In fact, cut it off. Please. And to all of you that type AM instead of IM, I'm good. It's the week for me. With my nonsense English. Are they one on now? She won't hear me. Are they one on? You get what I go do? I don't go they reply on a message again. Nobody say I get pride. Nobody say I do this thing. I know they reply on a message again. Now don't hear me so. But I don't pass. Lately, I've been observing a lot of things. And if you got out, no matter how long a squad is, 20 children, they say, cannot play for 20 years. So, just looking at it, that no matter a squad that we used to be, everybody has now departed to the jungle. Tribuna is now looking for the former governor of Kogi State because what? He duped the president of this country. So I'm trying to understand, because the president that he duped, he went to the USA to demand for food to be brought into the desert. So a lot of camel have a lot of things to it. But when they are judging the matter now, you now look at it and what does brain jutter have to do with camel eating food? No, it's just illogical. Because when you take a proper look at it, you see it, you watch Nigerian Idol, you watch The Voice, and you're not liking it to why Elon Musk really bought Twitter. Like, why did he buy Twitter actually? Is it to make sure that he gives Crayon his 8th single, or make Rem a feature with Cristiano Ronaldo to produce a banger? I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't know why. But on a serious note, this is a sound warning to you girls that oppress your fellow girls, or to you guys that oppress your fellow guys. Cut it down. We know some of you are living fake life. We know. But don't force it down our throat. Don't make us feel as if we are not doing enough. The time frame for everybody's success is different. The time frame is totally different. But now we found ourselves in the era of social media. Everybody is trying to impress. Everybody is trying to do things. So we don't even care about people's feelings anymore. Because tell me why, as my friend, you'll be posting whaps of cash on your status while I'm not eating. Eh? Well, before I proceed, Portable said something in 2023. He said, accept your past without regrets. Undo your present with confidence. Well, I don't know what it means, but that's a very powerful thing it said there. So please, do you guys that your intention is to oppress us, please cut it down. It's becoming boring at this time. And shout out to Rookie. Hey, I don't remember. To all of them, I want Japa. I have a short blog. You fit fly. I'm on a short die. I have a short blog, so just contact me. Understood? So that's it. But yeah. Shout out to Dortmund. Shout out to Real Madrid, Bayern, PSG. Now he's been in the Champions League semi-final, so shout out to them. May the best man win. Tomorrow is about to go play ball, so I go do what I want to. But my, as in, waiting till they pay me past this line, and the fact say, Oga show me my sins for TV. When I know what you mean. And they dance inside office. As in, anybody with a test could verse for me. Why? Abamana. Well, I think me I get to talk without him. If you like me, no sweet. Actually, I don't talk my own finish. I love you guys. Shout out to everybody. Tomorrow is weekend. Go out, fornicate. Go out, enjoy, have fun. Don't fornicate, please. That was a slip of tongue. So I love you guys. Anifa, I love you. And I no born you, but make I no see you here next week. Anifa na my sister, in case one of the things is then. Yes. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.